द नेक्स्ट टॉपिक द हीरोइक कपलेट. व्हाट इज द हीरोइक कपलेट? अ हीरोइक कपलेट इज अ ग्रुप ऑफ टू लाइन्स राइमिंग एट द एंड, बोथ द लाइन बींग एम्बिक पेंटामीटर. नाउ व्हाट इज एन एम्बिक पेंटामीटर? अ पेंटामीटर इज अ लाइन कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ 5 feet, एंड इफ एवरी वन ऑफ दीज 5 feet इज एन एम्ब और एम्बिक फूट, the line is an ambic pentameter. An ambic foot consists of 2 syllables, the first of which is unstressed and the second is stressed. For instance, the word divide make a ambic foot in verse. For it, its first syllable d is unstressed and the second wide is stressed. In the same way, the word given below make one ambic foot each. Belly, delay, remain, between, and delight. Now let us give an example of an ambic pentameter. These lines occur in Pope Epistle to a Lady. But what are these to great Astosa's mind? This line can be scanned, that is, analyzed metrically as followed. But what are these to great Astosa's mind? Each vertical line divided 1 foot, here 1 ambic foot, from the other. Each cross indicates an unstressed syllable, and each horizontal line a stressed syllable. It is by reading the line aloud that we can judge which syllable is to be stressed and which not. The ambic pentameter given above is the first of the 2 lines making up a heroic couplet. Let us now give the second line. Sacres won herself by turn all womankind. It may be scanned as follows. Sacres won herself by turns all o mankind. Both the line together constitute a heroic couplet, as either of them is an ambic pentameter and they rhyme at the end. But what are these to great Atossa's mind? Sacres won herself by turns o mankind. Now this is a normal heroic couplet, but the heroic couplet does admit the occasional variation. All good welders of the heroic couplet use these variation to counteract the possibility of monotony caused by its peculiar sing-songs. We will discuss these variations a little later, but let us here give a few more characteristics of a normal or regular heroic couplet. They are as follows. First, the heroic couplet makes a self-contained unit just as a stanza. It is in fact a stanza in its own right. Something, however, the sense is allowed to overflow from one couplet to the next. Second, in each of 2 lines of a heroic couplet, there are generally 2 pauses or stop. One of the end stop and the other somewhere in the middle stop or caesura. Usually after the 4th or 6th syllable, and every often indicated by a punctuation mark such as a comma or a semicolon. In the first line of the heroic couplet quoted above, the caesura comes after the words these, 4th syllable, and in the second after the syllable self again and the 4th syllable. Third, the rhyme is limited to the ending syllable mind and kind, both of which are accented. Some variation. First, a heroic couplet may not always form a self-contained unit. The sense may be allowed to flow from one couplet to the next. In other words, the couplet may not be a closed one, having a strong pause at the end. This overflowing of the sense of from one couplet to the next is called enjambment. Almost all the welders of the heroic couplet, including Dryden and Pope, allowed themselves considerably liberty for enjambment. Consider, for instance, how kids use the couplets at the beginning of Endymion. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases, it will never pass into nothingness, but still keep above a quiet fast and sleep, full of sweet dream and heath and quiet breathing. In this case of sentence, the structure is independent of the meter, the lines are not stopped. Second, sometimes the two lines or one of the two lines of a heroic couplet may not be exact pentameter. Instead of some iambic feet, the poet may use some other kind of feet, and sometimes even the number of syllables in which in each line may not be 10. Thus, in Keats' passage quoted above, the first two lines consist the 11 syllable each. Third, sometimes the caesura may not come at all. The absence of the caesura make for speed. Fourth, sometimes the rhyme may not be limited to the ending syllable. It may extend to the two ending syllable of each line. Such a rhyme is called a double rhyme or feminine rhyme. For example, then all for omen, painting, rhyming, drinking, beside and thousand freaks that dies in thinking. From Dryden's Absalom Negatophel. Fifth, sometimes but seldom, the heroic couplet may give place to a triplet, that is a set of three iambic pentameter and rhyming together, or two iambic pentameter followed a rhyming alexandrine and iambic hexameter. Dryden is particularly devoted to the triplet, for which Pope took him to a task. Like its good qualities and defects. Like all other verse measure, the heroic couplet has its good qualities as also defect. By its very nature, the heroic couplet makes the fittest medium for certain kind of poetry, but not for other. Its rapidity, balance, and epigrammatic flavor render it suitable particularly for satiric and narrative poetry, and the very same qualities make it unsuitable for elegiac, tender, passionate, or lyric verse. But we cannot be too categorical in four statement, as in the hand of a master like Pope, the heroic couplet can become a pliant medium for the expression of every mood and purpose. Pope's elegy to the memory of an unfortunate lady, a wonderful elegy, is in heroic couplet. So is his passionate poem Eloisa to Abelard, R. P. C. Mitter, and M. Kincaid Weeks observed in the preface of selected poem A Letter of Alexander Pope. In noted comma, from Dryden's extremely varied achievement in the heroic couplet, Pope learned how it could be made flowing and easy, or packed or concise, how it could spit like a cracker or soar with eloquence, how it could be wittily antithetical or tenderly elegiac. The couplet may look monotonous as we see it on the page, but even we read it with attention as the poet's art directs us, it is a highly flexible style. Pope used it for nearly all his poetry, for all his greatest, because he would do anything with it that he wanted. You know, comma closed. The following may be considered the good qualities of the heroic couplet. First, as we have said, the heroic couplet make for speed and variety of expression. There is nothing languid and slumberous about it, as is the case with such verse from a Spenserian stanza. Second, the heroic couplet admit to balance and antithesis, which lend rhetorical color to verse and render it more forceful for the purpose of argument. Dryden was the greatest arguer in verse. Third, its brevity and balance give the heroic couplet an epigrammatic flavor. Pope is among all the English poets the most quotable for the abound in epigram, short witty proverb-like saying, which are evidently not possible with long stanzaic form. Fourth, all the qualities enumerated above make the heroic couplet the most eligible medium of satiric poetry. It is not an incident that the golden age of English satire was also the golden age of heroic couplet. For one thing, the satirist can deliver in heroic couplet his appraisal of the satiric target in the form of short and pithy points which look like proverb and axioms impossible to be converted. Many of Dryden's heroic couplet, according to George Sainsbury, have the sound of an actual slap in the face. Fifth, the use of heroic couplet demands a peculiar discipline from the poet. The conformity of the sentence structure of a meter demand that he should think not in long sentence but couplets. Thus, he cannot afford to be slack or flaccid. Here are some of the defects of the heroic couplet. First, the greatest defect of the heroic couplet is possibility of its growing monotonous. In the hand of not so good a poet is it run the very serious danger of degenerating into mere sing-song. However, a poet like Dryden or Pope know how to vary his meter and thus avoid monotony. This charge against the heroic couplet can in fact be adduced against by any other measure too. Thus, many critics have disapproved of the cloying monotony of such a complex form as the Spenserian stanza, and at least F. R. Lewis has criticized what he calls the ritualistic color of Milton's blank verse. Second, another defect is the incapability of the heroic couplet to serve as a fit measure for poetry other than satiric and narrative especially. Tender and passionate poetry, but here again the defect is not so much in the measure as in the poet. We have already cited the instance of Pope who could do anything with the heroic couplet. However, it has to be admitted that very few tender, elegiac or passionate poem have been written in heroic couplet. Few lyricists have used this form. Third, the rhetorical color of the heroic couplet detract from the sincerity and sentiment sought to be expressed by the poet. The poet using heroic couplet sound like a public speaker and not a person giving sincere expression to sincere feeling. You can argue through a heroic couplet, but you can not move anybody with them. The history of heroic couplet and some poem written in it. The heroic couplet was the first used by Chaucer, who adopted it perhaps from old French verse. Some of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, as also the prologue, are in couplet. At the end of the 16th century, Spenser, Marlowe and Shakespeare made various use of the heroic couplet. Spenser, Mother Hubbard's Tales, 1597, is a satiric narrative in heroic couplet. And Michel Drayton's England Heroical Epistle, again, we find the use of couplet. The last two lines of the Every Sonnet by Shakespeare constitute a heroic couplet. Some of these couplets look curiously like the couplets of Dryden and Pope. For instance, consider the following one. For we, which now behold these present days, have eyes to wonder, but lack tongue to praise. Edward Fairfax, in his translation of Tasso, Godfrey of Valoisian, 1600, used the same measure and was named by Dryden himself as one of the earliest reformer of English prosody. The group of Elizabethan satirists, including Dunn, Laws, Hall and Marston, also had recourse to the couplet, but their couplet are uneven and rushed and flagrantly disdainful of its discipline. Sir John Beaumont wrote his Bosworthfield in couplet, which are instinct with sweetness and have an even flow. Sir George Sandys used the heroic couplet in his Metamorphoses, 1621 to 26. but his couplet were neither pithy nor uniform. Incidentally, Sandys was praised by Dryden as the best versifier of the former age. Milton used heroic couplet for four of his Cambridge poems, but in their freedom, they look more like rhythm. Blank verse. Edmund Waller was recognized by both Dryden and Pope as their master. Denham wrote his Copper's Hill in couplet, which resembled Waller's Silvalent political poem, also used the heroic couplet. His couplet are not smooth, but they have the important qualities of directness. With Dryden and Pope, we came to the real master of the heroic couplet. They made the couplet regular and correct, and at the same time a very flexible and polished medium of poetic expression. Dryden wrote no fewer than 30,000 couplets. He used the couplet not only for his narrative and satiric poems like Absalom and Achitophel, The Medal, Mac Flecknoe, and The Hind and the Panther, but also for his heroic tragedies like Orange Zebe and The Conquest of Granada. Pope perfected the couplet. All his important poems like The Rape of the Lock, The Denunciat, Essay on Man, and The Essay on Criticism are in couplets. Pope's contemporaries like Addison, Prior Guise, Swift, and Ambrose Phillips also employed the heroic couplet for their numerous works. After them, the most important and the wittiest wielder of the heroic couplet is Dr. Johnson, whose Vanity of Human Vices is his greatest work. The value of the couplet declined after him as Romanticism spread in air of poet started gradually turning away from the convention of the neoclassical school of Dryden and Pope. However, off and on, there did come poem in heroic couplet. Byron's English Spurts and Stuart's Revivers, 1809, is a most notable example. Byron was indeed the most classical of all romantic poets. The topic, heroic couplet, over.